Well, it's that time again. Sosha, are you here with me?
Yes. I'm here. Happy to be here.
Yeah, me too. So happy to be here. Happy, I'll just say happy Q day.
It's always
Happy
Q
day.
day.
It's always Q day. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question. I have a question. I've
Oh,
been
please, I love
inspired to
questions.
reframe it. It's an easier one. Instead of asking you, how is your day? I was going to ask you, how is your dream going?
Ooh, I like that. That's good.
Right?
That's
If this
good.
is the illusion we're dreaming,
That's right.
how's your dream going?
Oh, it's going great. It's going great. It's going great. Yeah.
Yay.
It's a simulation. How's your dream going?
My dream is go. I have to say, for this past week, it's the past, but I just have to say to the universe, wow.
All
The
right. Three
universe
wows.
knows what it means. So,
Well,
yeah,
gosh,
it's
can you share something? You got to share something
I
about
know.
that.
I was like, well, if I say this, you're going to want some receipts or something. And I was
Yeah,
like, I don't know.
exactly.
I can't, how am I going to talk about it? I'm like, I didn't take notes on that section. So that's sort of a bummer. I have to say, just feeling my spirit. It's just, I guess, as I described it last week, having that magnificent sense of freedom. How do I'll just use the word my spirit, meaning we're all connected, we're all one, but feeling my spirit is so intensely intimate and knowing, and I like her. You know what I mean?
Aw, that's
I don't know, but
beautiful.
it just has overwhelmed me. It overwhelmed me in the most beautiful way with three wows.
Of course, the three.
Of course, the three.
That's right. Oh, that's so beautiful. I love that. Was it
Thank you.
just a knowings that came to you, or just experiences with other with other people or in nature, or was it just feeling it, like you said, feeling into more of you and your spirit, anything that you can connect it to, or
Yeah, thank you. I feel it's everything you shared, everything you just said. That was great. It's connection all around with myself. It's really just being, as I described last week, just making decisions fully from a place of inspiration and the expansiveness that happened from that space. And then this week, getting more time to observe it with animals, at the beach, with myself, with others who interact with me. It's all of it. It's all of it. I just have to say, it's just incredible. And I feel like it's just at the tip of where we're headed. So I'm just excited to share it, even though I maybe can't give granular details per se, but it's everything. It's really just being. It's not because of what I'm doing, it's how I'm being. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. It absolutely does. Yeah. Oh,
It's
that's exciting.
profound, yet you read a lot about it. It's tough to put your fingers on it. Tough to, I don't know how to say it. I'm gonna take some notes if something comes to me.
Okay, perfect.
But I was gonna
Perfect.
suggest to you as well, another way to open the show is another episode of As the Earth Spins. Did you ever wonder about the Truman Show when Q said it's like the Truman Show? I was pondering, well, who's the audience? Are they sitting there? How are they watching us? Because you've seen the Truman Show movie, right?
I haven't seen that movie, no.
Oh, okay.
I know I've heard of the show, but is it a show or is that that's
No.
Westworld, the West Westworld. Never mind. Okay.
Westworld's a show and a movie. And the Truman Show, as far as I know, is just a movie. But they're kind of looking outside of a bubble. The people are outside looking in, which kind of describes our cenote with a terrarium cover, if that's. That's
Yeah.
how I've heard it described, not from Q, and beings looking in. So anyway, I was wondering what it's like. They hear us like we're making it. Look, we're doing it. We're
Yeah.
doing it, cheering
Oh
us on. Anyway, you have to see the movie or it's hard to discuss. So
yeah, well, I'll definitely have to watch it now.
did you do anything inspiring this week? Did you get a drink name? Did you?
Oh, no drink names this week, but no, it was a little bit of rough and tumble this week. A little rough patch this week as far as just the journey, without
Little
going
dirt
into
in your
it.
hair.
little
Like
dirt,
grass in
little,
your hair.
that's right, that's right,
Yeah.
little bit of that. And but it was able to, from that, well, it happened. Now from that, what did I learn? Well, it's really teaching me how to feel myself more and feel my spirit and learning how to connect with her and what she's trying to tell me without even saying it in words. It's just more of a spidey sense or a felt sense or a just a feeling,
Yeah. It's good though, even though it's not enjoyable. We've talked about this, but there's a knowing that it does serve some purpose, perhaps.
It does. It does. And yeah, and also something that came to me was okay, we're in our hearts, but we can use our minds, to consciously create. So just bringing more awareness to, okay, I'm not going to completely shut it off, but if it comes from, where does the inspiration come from, right? It's from my heart. And then I'll use my mind as a tool, to do whatever it needs to, as far as what I'm saying to myself, I guess because it's always going, if you will, the loop, the looping, but it's just how do you detaching yourself from it and observing it, and what do you do with it? So I'm like, okay, well, all right, let's instead of the programs that we were indoctrinated with, running this the machine, if you will, the computer, the hardware, the hard, what do you call it? The
Operating system
there you
or
go,
yeah.
hard drive operating system. Well, let's consciously create. Let's flip it so it's actually working for us. It's doing it for us and not the other way around. So that's something else that came to me.
Well, it's interesting. It's synchronistic because I just took some last minute notes on my page and it had to do with this. So isn't that
Oh.
interesting?
Oh, that is.
And remember Q reminding us outside of here, we didn't come here with brains. And he also said, you don't need your brain, just where do I find the keys? So it softens the use of the brain to put it, like you said, to detach from it and put it in perspective. And last week's show, I feel it was last week's 921 timelines, he talked about psionic cording and how, because we're so sensitive, how those cords can influence our decisions. And he said, so this is what I starred, only work on the next inspired decision each and every moment.
It's
And then you'll
beautiful.
get synchronicities,
Yep.
or versus you'll get perhaps a negative timeline. So it's made it more clear to me in a sense that the synchronicities are created by us when we're in our heart and living from inspiration. So, like, really, it kind of goes in line with what I was sharing last week. So this just came to me synchronistically, which is so interesting. It's really interesting to me, Lauren. You brought that up too.
Yeah.
Always makes me chuckle.
Oh.
Thank you. I do ask before the show. You know, I do go into my heart and ask for, guidance for what to share. So funny. Funny how it works, but it goes into your point. So, because we can be corded so much, like anytime someone thinks about us or gives us a soft criticism or whatever, but when we're neutral in our heart, none of that sticks to us. That doesn't
Right.
matter.
That's
And we
right.
all know this. We just review it because it's almost like we need to practice and practice and practice and practice. So it's just a reminder. So the neutrality is that antidote.
That's right. That's right. And I love that you shared that. Something that I've been practicing is when I wake up in the morning, I try to start it out with just being in neutral. And that really sets the tone for the day. Is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and he also said when you're sitting in neutrality, that's when you get your universal knowledge.
Yeah, that's
So it's
right.
right, it's just like a great check, which is what I feel I'm observing as well. It's just being in that neutral place, that knowledge comes in, or that feeling, or that knowing. It can come in different, kind of to your question, like what were the wow. So there are a few, but I don't even almost know. It's just was in neutrality and what came. Sweetness, little sweet moments. And it's not even explaining doing this project or doing something. You know what I mean? It's so tricky to speak sometimes coming out of the old way of being and put it in. It doesn't necessarily come into a form of this whole long list of doing. It's just being.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
But
That's
it's subtle,
beautiful.
right? It can seem boring to people, perhaps, like coming from the busy mind matrix programs. It can seem that way, but I feel like it's almost like going back down into our natural state and now starting to come back out in the way, I'll use me, in the way I wish to create and watching it unfold. And just to the brain piece, I mean, a while back, Hugh mentioned on one of the shows, actually, just let me read it too, that from your heart, work with inspiration, own what you love. If you think you can control the deliverables for the outcome, it does not work that way. You can't make something happen because you think you know how it will work. What is that, if you want to share, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, I had my eyes closed just so I can really feel what you're saying. Can you repeat that again,
Yeah,
Sasha, please?
absolutely. From the heart, we work with inspiration. Own what you love. If you think you can control the deliverables for the outcome, it does not work that way. You can't make something happen because you think you know how it will work.
I really have to sit with that for a minute. You can't think that you know because you don't. Say that last part again. Sorry, say that last
Yeah,
part again.
no, it doesn't work that way. You can't make something happen because you think you know how it will work.
So what comes up for me is there's so many things that, I have desires, I have dreams, I have things that I want to do, and I want to do it now. Right. But it doesn't, I don't want to force, I'm not going to force anything. Right. I think I might know the best way, but I feel like when you step aside, okay, all right, I'm open to all possibilities. I feel like if you limit yourself on possibilities, then you're cutting yourself off. But knowing, but not being attached to the outcome. Yeah, please. Anything you
I
want to add
feel like
there?
that's really good, Lauren. I feel like just to add to that as well, it's for me observing. I'm gonna start going into my brain to figure it out, and that's not the place I'm headed to live from. So it's adjusting, kind of like leaving that busy, busy mind and being in my spirit, being in myself, being in peace and neutrality, and then feeling my inspiration. Is perhaps the word inspiration at that moment is redefined. I used to always feel inspired to go live on the ocean or something like that. It's maybe not as imminent at the moment. So I have faith and peace, the fact that everything that comes to me at that moment, if my inspiration is to go get a coffee, so be it. If my inspiration is to go, let's just say, go get coffee this morning. A gentleman came to me. It was just a sweet interaction, so I don't have to analyze anymore what happened. But what was interesting, he came to me and said, "Oh, excuse me, miss, did you drop this earbud?" It was one of those,
Yeah.
unwired earbuds. And I smiled. I said, "Oh, no, that's not mine. Thank you for asking, though." He said, "Oh, someone dropped it." I said, "Oh, I wouldn't use those anyway." He's like, "Yeah, me neither." And he shows me his wires,
Oh.
which is. Now, that might seem like nothing, but it really made me smile because 2 shows ago we spoke about the wires. Last week I spoke about the gentleman who said, "I like your wires," and we had a conversation. And then this is the third time that someone mentions it and then also says he doesn't want to use wires. I don't know what that's about, but it was a sweet interaction. It filled my heart. So I'm now at the point of realizing. It's just these little moments that I know it is leading me to my highest inspiration by living my inspiration at the moment. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. Absolutely.
It's like a readjustment almost. So I feel that's what Q is pointing to, that essentially you can't use your brain to get there. But our brain can hold, like we can describe the boat you want to live on, or talk about the hussy hut, or, being on the water. We can describe all of those things. But how do you plan it? Like we have talked before, when you mentioned, oh, living in another country. Okay, so why don't we go do it? You know what I mean? There's something in between, and I feel that what he's touch that's what Q's touching on. We can go do those things. Anyone can go buy a plane ticket, right? And then go find a place to live. But there's something, I can't quite find the word for it, but there's something deeper in there. It's just, do you know what I'm talking about?
I do, and I agree 100%. I think I get frustrated on the in between because the time there's time here. That's where I get kind of sideways. Just to just being real. Yeah. So I mean, how do you just ha adding that to it? Like, I don't know. I guess patience. Patience and just a deeper a knowing, right? With the,
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
that just that's what I was wanting to add. Just
And there
yeah.
is no time, but we are around people in time. So maybe it's settling in the spirit. It's just, I know you've taped up your clocks. I've taped up my clocks everywhere. So I really live as best I can outside of time, but we had to observe time to be here for the show, things like that. But I'm personally trying to slip outside of time, and that's what I'm doing. Where if I'll wake up when I want to wake up, I'll go do something when I want to go. That's what I mean when I was checking my inspiration. I was inspired to go paint something. I've had a canvas in my room for a year. Not with any pressure. I haven't just wasn't inspired at any other moments to do it. But then I did a sketch of what I wanted, put it aside, and then just a year later, I was inspired. Oh, I'm gonna go get my paints, and I just went and got what I needed and just started doing it and did it each day. Every day I was inspired, and then one day I just wasn't. The next day I wasn't. It just sits there and I'm inspired. Do you see what I mean? So I'm just trying to observe my process and share.
Yeah, no, I love that. I love that. Did you what did you end up painting? Can you share
Oh.
it?
Well, it's really a doodle in paint. I doodle. I've always doodled when I would speak on the phone for ever since I was a teenager. I'd have a piece of paper and just doodle things. So one day I had doodled. It's a whole bunch of flowers and things. So I'm like, I really like this. I think I'll put it on canvas. So I just started to paint it. So we'll see. We'll see how it comes out.
I actually almost pulled out my paint brushes and paint this week as well.
Oh, see, there you go. They're still there when you're
Yeah,
inspired.
that's right. That's right. And it's interesting. Whenever I try to go somewhere to be in nature, there's always a lot of people there. I'm like, oh gosh, I just want to go somewhere where there aren't a lot of people. So I found a place, and it's magical when I go there. It's just magical. It's wonderful.
Have you ever, I'm curious if you've played with this, have you ever worked with commands? To, if we're the creators, play with that more. I'll say commands of what I'd like to experience. Have you ever played with that? I'd like to go walk here with only light, people of light, only beings of light in my creation now, something like that.
I think I maybe, but maybe I need to practice that a little bit more, because I can't go to the park when somebody's got the boom box going, or there's no way I'm going to be able to just drop down into my heart when that's going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, so that ties into something I had drawn actually as well about when I've observed as my frequency rises, it's reflected back to me more that way. So I also connect that to the commands working. And I just share this to share if this works for anything for you. But last week we were talking, or at other time we were talking about feeling our spirit. This is going to connect eventually. Feeling our spirit, right? Remember we talked about that? How do you feel your spirit versus, get out of your head? So recently, I feel I shared just how did I get out of relationships? I just observed I'm just not in my high frequency when I'm around this person. Let's just say I would talk to them every day. Then I'm like, okay, let me just talk let me skip a day and see. And I would observe my spirit feeling really light on the day I didn't speak to this relative. And then I'd go 3 days and watch and study and watch. So I felt like, okay, if my spirit is a helium balloon, I was observing this relation and others. I always am observing this. I would observe this relationship as a, let's just say, a 1 pound weight tied to my helium balloon. Let's just say it's in water. So now I've observed I'm out of frequency with this relationship and this relationship and this relationship. So let's just say I have 3 1 pound weights tied to the string of this helium balloon, and now it's pulling me underwater. That's the feeling of a low frequency for me, because it's pulling me against where I really want to be. So imagine myself when I release that weight, my balloon rises. So whatever moment it is, it could be a fleeting moment, an interaction that's quick, or a long-term relationship. I just kept watching how my spirit felt. How did I feel when I don't go to this coffee shop anymore? I feel so much better because the people in that coffee shop are kind of stressed out. And then I'm stressed. You see what I'm saying? So I just keep using that. And now I'm watching my helium balloon really float and really rise as I've eliminated situations from me, really feeling my spirit float. So that's just another visual that came to me. And the reason why I shared that is because you said something about, I forgot what you said. You said something about feel, oh, about the park. You know, about feeling, yeah, I'm with you with the boom box and the noise. So I just started to play with that. I feel lighter here. Now, if I'm the creator, I am the creator, not if, I am a creator and I have the right to be here. This is my space. Now, as I'm rising in my frequency, I feel like I could do commands to create what I want. And as I was rising, I feel my commands are much more responsive right away. Like, pretty quickly. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it is.
Do you feel like that balloon example is helpful in
I
a
do.
sense? So
I do.
describe it to people, like men. Sometimes we talk about men don't feel their heart or things like that. What do you?
Yeah, no, I love that because I have experienced that. When you're pulled down by something that's not really what your highest excitement is, but your whatever reason you're still in it. And then once you remove yourself, extricate yourself from the situation, then yeah, you just it's like this almost like somebody just put you in a slingshot and sent you off to another,
I love
you're like,
that.
"Wee!"
That feels good.
Yeah. I do. I love
Sometimes
that.
I'm my own weight on my own helium balloon. Do
Yeah.
you know what I mean? Oh, if you're gonna keep looping around about this, you know, I'll have to cut my head off, cut my brain back to the brain. Oh, it's the brain. Oh, thoughts and emotions are not me. Right, let me get back to that helium balloon feeling.
Yeah, that's what I've been practicing this week too. I'm like, I go through something. I'm like, oh, this is not me. This is not the real me. I'm experiencing it in this vessel, but this isn't really me. That these things don't, they aren't mine. It's in our body trying to exp sorry, I
No, please
interrupted you.
go. Please go.
Our bodies, our spirits, learning how, or not learning, they already know, our spirits communicating with us through certain, our body, our bodies, for whatever it is. If I always, when something pops up, I always look up what's the spiritual significance of this. And I find it fascinating. And usually it ties right in to what I'm experiencing.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's super cool. I had a friend tell me about that, and I'm like, oh yeah, I really resonate with that. And actually I'll talk to my body. Like, I'm like, it's okay, you can let go. I'm here. I mean, it sounds so weird, right? It really does, but
No, it's knowing yourself. It's knowing yourself and what suits your nature, I feel. Just like saying, like, talking, like, looking it up, you said that might not be everyone's way of doing it, but it's your way. You know, it works for you. It's, you know what I mean? Discovering yourself. No, I think those are really great examples.
thank you. Thank you. Can I share the I was gonna pivot to another topic if that's okay. If we're, are we still playing?
Yeah, well, late. I just had one thing else to say on the
Yeah,
topic
please.
of feeling your spirit. It sort of relates. It'll be quick, but it's something that I noted to the side. I heard something I saw that apparently Elon Musk had said a while back about just talking about relationships. But he stated if you're in telling his employees, if you're in a meeting and you're not serving a purpose, leave. He said both because you're just wasting the people's time hosting the meeting, them thinking and feeling you're participating, you're not. So leave for them and leave for you. Go keep, essentially keep moving forward in your direction forward. Those weren't the words exactly, but I felt like that connects as well to feeling your spirit and feeling if we're in situations at a park and it doesn't feel good, it's not good for anyone else either because our frequency starts going down. So how do we,
Right.
by always keeping our frequency high, it's good for us and it's good for others. So anyway, I thought
Yeah.
that was interesting. It
Yeah.
came from Elon. So
Yeah, that is interesting. I like that.
go girl, go fish. We
Go
haven't said that in
fish,
a
is
while.
Iana, right? Go fish. Oh, so I was watched the Thor movie a couple weeks ago, and I was inspired to look up the scene with the Thor Ragnarok. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I was just inspired. I was inspired too. So I pull up the scene, and it's the scene. It's where he's, and just to give a little backdrop, a little the backstory of this movie. Thor, we have Odin. You know, we have Odin and Thor, and we all know who that is. And then we have Thor's sister Hela. And I don't know if this is according to Norse mythology, but this is just in the movie. She's got a lot of power, but she used it in the wrong way and for bad. And I don't know if they banished her, whatever they did, let her go dormant, let her go, you know, and what do they call it when they, not dormant, but yeah, dormant, or I forgot the term. Anyways, so she's back. She wants to take over, you know, Odin has passed away, and Thor is the king. And she's back. She wants to take the castle. She wants to take all of Asgard, and but she's using it. You know, she wants all the power and control. So, she has a lot, and she has a lot of power, and she's doing a lot of nasty things. And there's a scene on the there's a scene towards the end where there it's like the climax of the movie where basically. She's kicking his ass, and he's been through it, and he's just, you know, she has him pinned up against a ledge, you know, and basically she says to him, "Tell me, brother, what are you the god of again?" And it goes into this beautiful scene where Thor is walking out to see his father Odin in the field, in a field, and he says to his father, "She's too strong. Without my hammer, I can't." And Odin says, "Are you Thor, the god of hammers?" And he says, "That hammer was to help you control your power, to focus it. It was never your source of strength." And I remember Q has told us this: nothing outside of yourself. Our power resides within us. It's our source light. So I loved that scene. And then basically, and then he says, Thor says to his father, "I'm not as strong as you are." And Odin says, "No, you're stronger." And then basically he kicks ass. I mean, he just, you know, he gets this surge of light, and his hammer's back to him, and he's just going. And I was just, I don't know, whenever I watch that scene, and he's flying in on the bridge, he's flying in on the Rainbow Bridge, and he's just going and kicking ass. And it just inspires me. And when I watch it, I have all these, oh, I don't know, I feel something inside of me just growing and growing and growing, and it's just this all this I don't know if it's my life force, whatever it is, and it's very inspiring to me. And there's no form to it, it's formless. I don't see an image. It's like all these, you know, we all come from source, we are all one, experiencing life in this physical vessel. So yeah, I just thought that was very inspiring to share. and that the power, the hammer, it's a tool. It's a tool, but how do you use it? You know, it's neutral, but how do you use it? Do you use it to build for good, or do you use it to, you know, for bad? So that just really stuck with me. I thought that was, I don't know, it just really touched me. It was very, very, I don't know, activating. Do you remember that scene in the movie, Zosha?
I love that. I had myself on mute. I was like, I am not interrupting you. I saw the first one. I don't remember it. I will watch it though. So thank you for sharing that. But it felt very powerful just that you were feeling something and it was activating and how you described it as formless. I was sitting there like, wow. And see, you had a wow as well. It was a wow for me as you were describing it. I was going to ask you, can you explain more how, or if you had a sense of application for you?
Great question. I feel this. Yes, I feel I'm ready for my next step. I'm just ready. And I have all this energy just circling. And it's like, what do you do? It's almost like a restlessness. I know that's the mind. But yeah, it's just,
Is it the
no.
hammer?
Oh, the hammer and the, it's just, I think it was just a great, it was a great demonstration of the power that's already in us. You know, we don't need the hammer. It's already within us. And really stepping into it, really owning it, and stepping into that power, knowing it. I believe Asha, you shared this with me earlier today, Zosha, about until we know the power that resides, you know, within us in these bodies. What would you, do you have the quote? Do you remember the quote that she shared on For the People?
I do.
Are you able to
It'd
share?
take me a minute, though.
Okay, that's all right. That's okay. But basically, yeah, it's, you know, until we know, well, how, okay, what, well, how do you take that step? What do you do for that? Not that you need to do anything, but I'm a very tactile person. So for me, you know, how do you know something? Or how do you know, a lot of it is, well, you just know. There's no doubt or deliberation, but you experience it. You have an experience with it, at least for me. I have to experience it.
I have the quote.
Oh, please share.
It's called The Dance and For the People. Until we truly experience the infinite powers within our very own body, we will always be more impressed with things outside of the self. Which is perfect to what you're saying, really. If the outside of Thor's self was his hammer.
Yeah, well, he gave all the power to the hammer, you know. When his father banished him to Earth, oh, go figure.
That what happened to
yeah, exactly.
us?
He banished him to Earth and basically took, he stripped him of all of his power. And it, I don't like the word humility, but he was humbled. It humbled him. And he came, and there's always great purpose, right? With everything that Q does, and I felt that with what he did. It was harsh. It was kind of harsh, you know. But he banished him to Earth and stripped him of all of his powers. And it was a very humbling experience. But then, and then, you know, basically the scene that there's a part in the movie where he's like, you know, look, this, I forgot it was, I won't get into the details, but people were being harmed and cities being, you know, the city was being destroyed by this monster. And he basically stepped in and was like, you know, trying to, you know, he put himself out there and, you know, take my life then. Don't take them, take mine. That takes, it takes, I mean, that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and when he said that, isn't that when he got his powers back?
He got his powers back,
Yeah,
yeah.
because he knew how to use it.
Because he knew how to use it. That's right. And he wasn't using it from arrogance or, you know, ego or, you know, so it was quite, so he, you know, not that there's lessons, but he quote, you know, learned his, guess that wasn't like you could call it a lesson to me. There was a
Yeah.
moral to the story, a lesson. You know, how are you going to give all this power to a king if he's doesn't know how to use it, and in a way that with will serve, you know, will serve is service to others, not service to self.
Yeah, surface from the light, not the dark.
That's right. That's
Yeah.
right.
And I feel I've learned lessons all the time. I understand the purpose of us originally to be here is not to learn lessons, but in spite of what we were captured in, I learned lessons all the time. The light in me kept poking its head out,
Yeah.
which I feel is what you're describing. What I loved as well, what you shared is the dad said, "You are stronger than me." Sound familiar? Thank you, Q.
That's right. That's right. That's why it stood out to me.
Do you feel it's because you does it over how do you overlay it ever? I just know how my brain, how I process things sometimes go. Do you overlay that over your life of us coming and learning and realizing, like you just said, for Thor, everything, I don't remember your words, but it served a purpose for him to be without, so to say, to get stronger and see it. Do you see the similarity in our experience here?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, I'm at a place where I'm doing everything that I know to do to, you know, step into that power. And I have times where I get really frustrated, you know, spent thousands of dollars with healers, you know, spent lots of money on Creation Lightship. I've done everything that I know to do to try to be that and do that. And this is, you know, I'm sharing.
Yeah.
I wasn't planning on going here, but yeah, so I do, I experience, I get frustrated because I literally say, what else do you want from me? I have no idea what else to give. So yeah, I don't know where that middle part, I don't know where it, I don't know. You know, and I guess that's the trusting and the leap of faith and the
And what comes to me, if I can share?
please.
What you're saying about that, it just came to me. A conversation where Q was saying, when he spoke about the military, do you remember he spoke about beings in the military got their light essentially too quick, or the knowledge too much, and basically so many people just couldn't handle it. What do you do when you find out everything you ever knew was a lie, or to speculate on what how they. I don't know what having all that knowledge, I don't know what that feels like. That perhaps it's it this version of humans, we can only handle so much. I don't know. Just my speculation, but I feel at times sometimes where I know that frustrating. I have known a feeling of frustration where it's like, I know that I'm blocked. I know I'm being blocked. Like, I want more. I want more. I'm ready. Give me more. Give me all of my knowledge. Not, you know, that type of feeling. And then sometimes in hindsight, when I got more knowledge, there's an acclimation period. It just couldn't digest it all at once. So I was like, all right, don't listen to me because I'm in my head. Feel my spirit. I have to just rest in the fact that my spirit is going to guide me to the best and highest purpose as well. So it's I know what you're saying, and it's just for me it was also a period of acclimating, and that frustration dissipated a lot. I can't say 100%, but a lot, that angst, a lot of that has gone, but it just seemed for me to be part of the process. So I think you're very brave to share and helpful to help people share when others are feeling that as well.
I can't be the only one who's feeling this way.
No, I always go to it. You know what? If I feel it, some one person out there feels it, and the same for all of us. We're all one. We're essentially connected at one source. What did I write? Something Q wrote. We are all one in compartments of individuality. We know that, right? But it's just, I always go back to him saying this version of human. So there's something observable, that he has observed in how this human goes. They're watching, they observe, they're taking their feel us now, observe us now, back to like the crowd outside in the Truman Show, which kind of reminds me of the Thor that you brought up as well. Weren't there beings, weren't they watching him on Earth? Weren't they
Oh
up in their location watching him?
yeah. One of the guys, Amdahl, I think is his name. He can see everything, and so they know exactly what's going on.
So there you go. They could have dropped him a line of everything he needed. It just doesn't work that way. Self-realization is up to us. Self-realization, and maybe I can even say light realization or knowledge realization, is up to us.
So what do we do then to
I feel it's you just keep doing it, because what other choice do you have? Like, I could feel, and just like the military example, as I shared, observing people go through the military, and they're going through this training and it sucks, and they just have to keep getting up. What's the other choice? There's no other choice. Just
Yeah.
keep. I heard Ron say with the clearings on one of the recordings, I get the emails sometimes, and I find that really helpful because I like to dip in and just review. And he said something of, when you do the clearing, if you clear the barcodes, not to put anyone down, to feel down about this, but he said, you have to do it again. You don't know if they come in from another angle and stick something on us. So that's what I feel the beauty is, knowing your spirit, knowing your body. And at a certain point, I started to feel, it's time to run them again. And I'll get the unlimited and just run. And I'll tell you, I feel a boost. I was like, okay, I just ran them again. So I just, like you, work hard with the clearings as well. They've been phenomenally helpful. And just to remember, I don't just pack them away in the closet and put them away. No, I
Yeah.
haven't run in a while lately because I've been feeling peaceful, but I will every so often. And
Oh, yeah.
however I feel, but m months ago, I was running them a lot more. And it's incredibly helpful. I don't know what I'm clearing all the time. Sometimes I could tell it's thoughts or something, just a feeling, or because I've cleared so many times and watched, oh, that one was connected to that clearing. I'm being corded, or this feels like an orb, or whatever the feeling is. I don't know, but I just keep running them when I'm, if I'm not in my peaceful place. I know I have to increase my life force energy. Ask myself to give me 100% of my light and run some clearings.
Beautiful. So it's just like the hammer, it's a tool.
Yeah, exactly. It's a tool, and a phenomenal tool. And for me, one of the best sources. And listening to Q, and we talk about that all the time. Listening to Q, Asha, and Mermaid. Those are not, for me, are not old videos. Every time I listen, I garner a pearl, I garner beautiful quotes that hit me in my heart. But they're also, I am, every time I do that, I keep acclimating to the harmonics, Q's harmonics, their harmonics outside of here. So while I'm in here, I want to keep attuning to outside of here. I want to attune to source. Yes, I'm source, but I'm in my vehicle, so sometimes it gets cloudy, as we know. So listening to him is like a wave of attunement. It's
Yeah,
like a
I love
bath,
it.
soaking in that frequency. It's not old. There's no time. For me, it's source. It's alive. It's alive. It's multidimensional. I've talked to many people. I feel you have as well. I've listened to the quote reruns and have had amazing synchronicities as to what has happened in their lives. Interesting.
Oh,
Almost like
yeah.
it's synchronistic and it's been designed that way for a while.
Yeah.
And some of them are so specific.
Yeah.
Like, wow. So that, if there's ever a lesson in synchronicity, to me, that's like what has been a great lesson, listening to them. I'm like, wow, you just use this word specific this word to something I just did. That is synchronistic. That's how this universe works. So it helps strengthen me to understand, synchronicity. Oh, what I'm doing, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing because I keep getting more of them.
Yeah, just by doing what you're inspired to do.
Yeah. And I have to just do a shout out. If the military did a wave at me the other day, I'm either nuts or I just felt this sweet little something. And no, don't we just love the military?
Oh, yes. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Oh.
But yeah, it's just tools, just do it again. You know, if I feel this way again, just do it again. 'Cause what's our choice? Like, how would you answer that question? What would you do? Like, what do you do if you want to share when you're feeling frustrated? Even take a nap or, you know what I mean? Like, whatever it is. But
Oh
how did you
God.
do it if you want to share?
Do you really want to know what I do?
Yeah, let's do
Oh God, my
only
God.
if you want to.
Oh my God. Oh, well, let's see. Sometimes I'll cry. Sometimes,
It's a
I
good
just got to
one.
get it out. I just got to,
Yeah.
I'm crying. I'm talking. I'm just talking it out 'cause I get pissed off. I mean, I go through all kinds of stuff, Sometimes I'm bored, I'll eat. I'm not saying these are good things.
Or are they? I've done them all. Keep going. I'm smiling because I'm like, yep, do that one. I love eating.
Then sometimes I'll just get in the car and just go out in the nature. I'm like, I gotta get out of here. I gotta get out. I gotta get out. I don't know if they're good or, they're the best things. It's just things that I've experienced. Sometimes I'll call a friend, talk to a friend. I was, watching the movies, but gosh, I really don't. There's not a whole lot out there now that I want to
No.
watch, right?
No.
But
Far
yeah, it's,
Away. Did you watch Far Away
no,
ever?
I
Oh,
haven't
I
watched it
love
yet. It's
it.
on the list. It's on the
So
list.
good.
I did watch The Matrix Resurrection the other night, and that was pretty
Oh,
good.
yeah. Okay. I'm going to write that one down too.
But it's kind of heavy though. I mean, it's
Okay.
I like to watch things that are make me laugh. And God, the bird, insert the birdcage.
Yeah.
I mean, I could probably do, play a role in that movie if they had to do it again.
Oh, you're going to love Far Away. And to the universe, can we homestead that property?
Oh
She's right
yeah.
in line. The guy, the character is hysterical.
Oh, and Far Away. Oh, Croatia.
In
Yeah.
Croatia, yeah. But all that you shared, it feels helpful. Like you said, someone else has got to be going through it. Yep. Yes, there always is. And there's just a comfort sometimes knowing that there's someone else out there doing it. And what do? Go paint, go do. There are really thousands of options.
Sometimes I'll be purging things in the house, and I've been sitting here. I'm like, oh, should I throw this away? I don't know. I might need this, and I'm like, I'm done. Out, gone, trash.
Nice.
I just throw it out. I'm like, I'm not. No more deliberation. It's done.
So there, you're strengthening your spirit.
It hasn't been pretty. I'll tell you that. It hasn't been pretty. Not at all.
It isn't always, right? But it, and again, then we had this conversation. I remember asking you, do you know that ascension will be happening?
I do. I don't know when, but I do.
But that knowing, that's a tool that I use. And no, it's happening.
Can
I know it's
I
happening.
just check out until we're ready to go?
It's
Get really. Can I just check?
back to the question, how's your dream going?
Yeah, can I just check?
Oh, wait, I have good news for you, though.
What's it, please?
I found somewhere for you to wear your dress.
Oh, please tell me.
DJT is building a $200 million ballroom at the White House. I'm like,
Oh,
yes, Lauren can wear her dress. I can't wait
perfect.
to tell you.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I
Yes.
didn't
I was like, there's going to be a ball. So don't go too far. You don't want to
Okay.
miss the ball.
Okay, I didn't know about that. Interesting. I'm sitting here looking at it. I'm like, where am I going to wear that damn dress? I don't know. I'll make somewhere to wear.
See, but you were inspired to get it. You know, we don't always know why you're inspired.
I was
Girl,
so
I'm gonna
inspired.
see.
Mm-hmm.
And can I say something? You were in on this conversation. It just makes me chuckle, but inspired me. Lauren and I were talking to someone last week and kind of joking and said, oh, you have a lot of sass today. And then Lauren says sassafras. And I write down the word, but I said, oh, that's funny. I have a sassafras tree in my yard. I'm trying to look into what to do with it. And as I wrote it, I said, you guys, you know what? There's two asses in sassafras. And you know what two asses means, Lauren?
Tell me.
Four cheeks. So we have to do something with sassafras in a smoothie.
I like that. I love
I
it.
was
I
like, come on,
love
this is pretty funny.
That's good. That's good. Speaking of cheeks, I gotta go work on mine.
Do you know what's funny too? I feel it's our first show where we talked about it. You were talking about your workout with the booty buster or
Oh
something.
yeah, the booty builder. If you build it, they will come.
Exactly. I'm like, we've been talking about asses and booties and cheeks right from the very beginning.
Something to that. I don't know.
See, again, we might not know the steps, but there's something to it because we were just joking spontaneously and inspired. So
Oh,
one
God.
day we're going to look back and say, now we get all the asses. Cheeks. Oh, and another thing, there's a For the People post where they talked about the body and how amazing it is, and they had the pictures of dancers.
Yeah.
Well, if you revisit that, I feel it's the last photo. There's a surfer lady with
She
her
does.
cheek
She sure
showing.
do, she sure does.
I was like, all right, For the People, they're weighing in on this as well.
Saw that too. I was like, "Well, you go, girl."
Exactly.
I'm gonna take a page from her
And
book.
she was on the beach.
She
Just
was on the
saying, aren't you
beach.
feeling the theme all starting to come together? We're all doing it,
Oh,
everyone.
yes. Yeah, we are. Oh, I like that. I
Just
like
made me
that.
laugh. I'm like, all right, there's something to this. It's the synchronicity again, right? When you see that, it's funny.
That's right. Do you
I
know what
don't
my?
let them slide anymore. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
Oh no, go ahead.
Nope, please.
Oh, it's nothing. I was just gonna say my music playlist has changed now. When I do work out, it's more of like the songs that I would never have thought, like never felt into, like Peter Frampton. You know, do you feel like we do?
Do you have one bubbling up? Go for it.
No, I just of course, you know, Guns N' Roses, Led Zeppelin, you know, Jimi Hendrix, of course all the 80s. You know, it's just oh yeah, AC/DC.
Wow.
I mean, if I have to get in the zone when I'm there, you know, I got to get in the zone when I'm working out.
But that's also interesting because that's the music of Q's Vessels.
That's right.
And the harmonics, so you're attuning to the harmonics as well. I remember when he said, oh, it's embarrassing looking back at the old, something like this, not his words, something about being, realizing who he was, like, oh, he could have done better. Like, and they joked something like, oh, no one got it at the time. I'm like, ah, but look now, like you're giving that example of revisiting the harmonics at that time.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
it's working now.
Oh, and the who.
Yeah.
I like the
Yeah.
who.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yep.
He's making
Who the duck are you? Remember
Yeah,
he added that?
exactly.
I went and
Oh.
checked. I'm like, oh, he's right. It is in the
I loved
lyrics.
it. I loved it. I'm like, yeah, bring it on. Because I loved it when he dropped those little bombs. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Remember, I won't say it, but anyways,
Say
okay.
it.
No, I'm not gonna say.
Okay. I know
I'm
what you
not
mean.
gonna. Yeah.
It
Oh my
wasn't nice
goodness.
to Jan.
No. Nope.
Remember, Jan, you bish.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That was
Just
so
kidding.
funny. That was hilarious.
I can't believe we're at the countdown again. I
I
just want to
know.
remind everyone if you're inspired, because I've been doing this, if you want to go to the archives, PRQ, and if you wanted to follow along in the sequence that BBS has been having, PRQ, it would be July 29th, 2023, would have been the next one to listen to. But oh, that was the psionic recording was from last week's timeline show. Or was it today's? I have no idea, but I listened to it. I'm like, look how beautiful. It was totally synchronistic to what you just brought up at the beginning of the show. Anyway, I just say that if anyone else is inspired, it's incredible to keep feeling
Yeah.
Q and hearing Q. So
I love that. Oh, well, thank you. It's been a great show.
I know. None of this is planned, everyone. Like really, it's really always fun, Lauren. It just isn't planned.
Yeah, I think it's better that way.
Yeah, it is. It's no, it's a dream. Everything's the illusion.
That's right. And I'm like knocking on the terrarium glass, like, get me the F out of here.
It's got to be something. Wait till we're telling people about this. Oh, everyone coming behind us as well.
Yeah.
Just like those in front of us told us.
That's right.
So
That's right.
we're doing it to the Truman Show audience. We are doing it
That's right.
to all of those out there that we know that we're not aware of yet. We are doing it.
Yeah, it's
Thank
beautiful.
you. Thank you, BBS. We love you endlessly. Q, we love you endlessly, Mermaid. Asha, PRQ, Creation Lightship, For the People dot space, and our audience, our subscribers, thank you dearly. Beautiful
Thank you.
day to everyone.
All right, that's a wrap.